A person would be excited about retirement, right? You've worked hard for, what, 4 or 5 decades now? You're due. No more early alarm, no more meetings, no more deadlines, no more office politics. Can you believe it? It's just you, out on the links, dancing in a square, taking care of your grandkids. It's gonna be great. Except, what if that's not enough to sustain you? What then? The government of Liaoning Province is giving the elder folks more options, as the government promises support for the elderly to start a business. So, it's quite interesting what this local government has said about support. So, let's go into the details and see what is the Liaoning government trying to do here?
Well, the Liaoning government published a Liaoning provincial government. Well, it published the Liaoning Population Development Plan from 2016 to 2030 recently. The plan mentioned that the population problem is a long-term, overall, and strategic problem that the province faces during its economic and social development. So in order to solve that problem, the plan suggested some measures, including the measure to encourage couples to have 2 kids, as well as a policy to develop the human resources of elder people. Detailed measures include postponing the retirement age gradually, establish a talent database of old people, develop the education and training targeting at all elder people, and support elder citizens to start a business, as well as encourage talents in professional technology fields to extend their years of working. While the measure of encouraging old people to start a business triggered heated social discussion, and I think one of the reasons is that He Yang has just mentioned the ideal life when you retire. You don't have to, wake up early and you can do whatever you want. And apparently start a business is not whatever you, it does not qualify whatever you want for a lot of people. But I do agree that for some people, that might be their goal after retirement.
It's really interesting because some people find it kind of contradictory in a sense that, you know, when you put the elderly folks, I'm thinking about grandma and grandpa. Yeah, they're lovely people. And on the other hand, there's, you know, entrepreneurship, starting a new business. It's almost like you're putting, I'm sorry to say this, grandma, grandpa, beautiful sunset in juxtaposition to sunrise. And people are thinking, wow, how does this work? Mm-hmm. And one thing I would like to give you as a little bit of a background here is that Liaoning Province is located in the almost a rust belt of China. So it's in the northeastern parts, a part of China. And traditionally, it was the manufacturing base. But now, lots of these manufacturing jobs are gone. And this area has been known for having a little bit of a population issue because young people don't want to stay there so much. And now we're seeing possibly that there aren't that many babies being born either. And then it just sounds like the older folks have become truly the backbone of population here. So that's a little bit of background for you. And when you look at this promise from the government of Liaoning, why do you think that this slightly radical proposition has been proposed here?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's like the solution to handle the aging population, aging society issue, because apparently Liaoning Province did say that it's a long-term overall strategic problem that needs to be addressed in this way. So I'll say that they are trying to come out with a slew of solutions. And this is just one more option saying that, hey, elder folks, if you feel like staying at home is, you know, having a lot less to do and you don't really have a grandchild to take care of, you are very, very welcome to start your own business. And we're supporting that. So don't feel like you cannot work in your age. You are still very experienced. You have a lot of money. And, you know, if you want to start a business, we are going to support that.
Oh, all I hear was just New Holland, whatever you say in that tone and that voice, I will buy it.
Aww.
Yeah, but Tony, are you convinced? What do you think is the government trying to do here? What are the issues that it's trying to address?
Well, I think with the number of people that are getting older, it could lead to a bit of a financial strain on the funding for the country, you know. So back home, we have a similar issue with, you know, people getting older and Social Security running a little dry. So people are encouraged to make other plans for when they get older, whether it's to keep working or to have, you know, flexible, you know, retirement plans or additional retirement plans. So I think that this this move may be a little more, you know, close to financial reasons why they may need them to continue to keep working. That way they can, you know, help the government with funding.
Yeah, that's a good point. And certainly I think this is something that many countries around the world are experiencing to some extent, and postponing retirement age has become one of the slew of solutions, as New Holland has mentioned earlier. And here, well, possibly proposing something that sounds quite exciting.
I think it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, back home, my mother actually retired, and she actually is working for herself with a business in life insurance. And for some people, it's an exciting new adventure to continue to work and stimulate themselves in a way that they weren't exposed to in their entire career. Mm-hmm. So for some people, you know, they embrace challenges.
Mm.
And for some people, that may just be a really tough, you know, transition.
Yeah, and I'd like to mention someone that is called Colonel Sanders, Colonel Heartland David Sanders, for those of you who not know him. He's a very nice-looking American businessman, and you might have seen his face.
Did you say Colonel Sanders?
I am saying Colonel Sanders. He is the founder of KFC, so Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
And actually, he did that when he was 62. And the man
wow.
really loved his fried chicken. He actually did come door to door to encourage people to taste it. And it was very popular. And, you know, this is a perfect startup story from a 62-year-old man.
I can't say I've ever heard that story before.
Yeah, and he had his fair share of different works experience. He was actually an engineer stoker, insurance salesman, and a filling station operator. So he tried a lot of things, and maybe he realized that his heart lies in fried chickens and he wanted to sell them. So after that, he wanted to start his own business. But I gotta say, that is because he knew what he wanted to do before jumping on that ship. But mm-hmm. that might not be for everyone.
Yeah, certainly.
Absolutely.
There's only one cute older gentleman
yeah.
selling fried chicken, and I didn't know that he actually existed, but, you know, there's a really good backstory there from New Holland. And when you look at the Chinese situation, let's look at the nitty-gritty. Do you think that encouraging older folks to leave home, start their own business, would be feasible?
That depends on, I think it's from an individual basis. It's different people have different ideas towards that. We can, of course, easily say that elder folks have more experience because they have been working for a really long time, and they have more time because they're retired, and they have more money because they spend their whole life saving, and they can invest that amount of money to start their own business. But maybe for some people, I have already been spent my whole lifetime working, and now I only have this amount of money. I might be very conservative because that's the money that I spent my whole year to save up. Mm. I cannot just throw them in water and didn't even see a sound of them dropping into the water. And it's possible that they are more conservative, so it might not be the best kind of quality you're looking for from a business starter. And it is also might be the case that they are vulnerable to defaulters. They might not know enough information to keep them from being conned by bad people. And it is another situation that is true, and it's specifically true to Chinese elder folks, is that because Chinese people value their family a lot, and for a lot of young couples that are having their full-time jobs and raising kids, they kind of depend on their parents, the grandparents, actually, to take care of the kids. So these are all possible scenarios I can see, possible obstacles that the elder citizens, elders, business starters facing.
On a positive note, it seems like if this is something that is in the works for the future, that it, you know, perhaps it's something that people can prepare themselves for, you know, earlier in their career, and you know, make modifications to meet that when the time comes.
What do you mean by that? Is it adjusting my expectation of retirement age and what is on the agenda after retirement, Tony? I'm sorry, I don't know why I sounded a little angry. Maybe because I'm still young and working.
Well, yeah, I think that if you know that perhaps after you retire that there's some expectation for you to start a business, you could, you know, while you're working, be, you know, thinking about that for, you know, 10, 20, maybe even 30 years of what you would like to do, you know, when you retire. And perhaps it would probably affect, you know, the children, I mean, if you have kids. So there's some other issues that would, you know, come up in this proposal. But I think if you actually, you know, if you have, you know, time to prepare, you could definitely, you know, take steps to counter anything that you would, you know, any issues that you would have in the future.
If that was my consideration, Tony, and I think you have persuaded me to some extent, I would want to start my business earlier and rather than wait until I'm retired. And here I think this is really interesting because now as Chinese society is changing, and becoming your own boss, catching an entrepreneurial idea, you know, that's become supported by the government and also something that more folks are taking up on. So I think that's an interesting change in recent years, as we see in society.
Perhaps that's part of the point. Maybe that's the government wanting, you know, that citizens to become more entrepreneurial and, you know, take initiative and go out and set up more and more businesses.
Yes. And one thing that Niu Honglin had mentioned earlier, which in my mind, I'm just applauding, that is, yes, that is so true, Niu Honglin. These older folks, sometimes we call them pensioners because they can collect their pension. And for Chinese people, the younger generation could be a little bit different, but the general mentality is we like to save up. We like to have a safety net for a rainy day, that kind of thing. And you've saved up all your life after, of course, you know, making some necessary expenses, such as raising a child and all that. And finally, you reach that age, you collect your pension, and now you're saying that I might need to take all that money, worth the majority of it, out of my bank account, from my investments, to start a business. And we know 90% of businesses don't last more than 1 year.
Wow.
Where does that put me?
That's not a pretty picture to look at. But I think sometimes it's just like, for me, start a business in any age is actually, are actually the same. No matter you're a fresh graduate or you're in your mid-30s, 40s, or you have just started, you wanted to start that business after you retired. It's actually essentially the same thing. That is, do you have the idea already? Is that mature enough? Do you have a business plan? And are you prepared to suffer the loss if there are any losses? It doesn't really matter what age you are. It's more like you as an individual to have what it takes to do that. So I don't think it's wrong to start a business in an elder age. And I think we're having this discussion more a little bit more because this is linked with the development plan, as in it is seen as a way to solve the aging society problem. But if you see it as just one more policy supporting elder folks to do whatever they want, it doesn't seem so bad.
That sounds a bit biased coming from, you know, everyone at the round table here is a bit young.
Yeah.
So I think probably someone who's a bit, you know, 20 years older may feel like, well, the energy levels definitely for someone younger and older might be a bit different, you know, after they retire. I can hear my dad and my grandfather talking about them not wanting to go out and do, you know, a lot of the things that they, you know, that a lot of young people are doing because they're just tired and they've worked really hard most of their lives, and they just want to relax and enjoy the fruits of life, enjoy their, you know, their grandchildren and yeah, just things that they've always wanted to do but didn't have the opportunity when they were younger.
Yeah, and that's certainly still one option, and I'm sure a lot of people are gonna, if they can afford it, they will want to possibly do that and just take up some hobbies and really not be stressed out over when's the next paycheck gonna come in, or is this company gonna stay afloat for another month, or, you know, those kind of very serious everyday decisions that businessmen and women need to deal with. But what's really interesting here is that a comparison has been made in media reports. Data from a white book published by the Department of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises under Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry that showed Japanese entrepreneurs, a third of them are above the age of 60.
Wow.
So this figure has astounded many people, and there's this consideration. What if that is being copied here in China? Can it be copied? Would older folks want to go onto starting a business if encouraged here in China, as what our neighbors have done?
For our neighbors, the 60 is the new 50s to start with. I'm not saying that their population structure is like totally, completely different from ours, but we can see the difference. So if they are starting their business in their 60s, it might not look that bad if you consider the whole society. And also, I think even though I said that some people depend on their parents to take care of the babies, but that sum is kind of a large population. And I think different families have different choices. Maybe some families would decide to raise their kids themselves and have their parents do whatever they want. And that parent might be able to start their business that they had in mind since maybe they were working. But for some other families, maybe the grandparents need to take care of the kid, and they cannot actually go out and do other stuff. And maybe for some other families, the grandparents might be a lawyer or doctor, the kind of professionist that have the experience and expertise that need to work a little bit longer because, well, age is gold for that industry. Mm. If you're a really good doctor, I've actually seen really good doctors in their 80s doing rounds in English, a Chinese doctor, and he was amazing. And he's very, very sharp. And I think one way to keep being sharp is to continue to work and you need to think. So maybe if you don't rest, you don't rust. So it depends on different families. And I think China is a major country that has huge population. We can allow different scenarios. Mm. And maybe that one scenario from one neighbor country can be for some people.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think, Tony? When it comes to a general society issue like this one, are there some lessons that we can draw possibly from Japan or maybe the United States?
Well, I think that, you made a really good point about if people continue to move, they won't rust. And back home, we actually have an issue with people who retire, particularly from, you know, quite stressful jobs, where their life expectancy drops significantly, where they, you know, pass away even 2 to 5 years after they retire. So it's, you know, I believe that people having some type of purpose, having a lot of things on, you know, that they would like to do after they retire keeps them going, you know, and I think that that's necessary for people to stay healthy and to, you know, to kind of take care of, you know, the family financially and take care of themselves.
Yes, that is actually quite a sad observation to hear. And certainly I know that a lot of men, more I suppose than women,
absolutely,
sort of treat the work they're in, their job, their career, sort of like a gospel of life that they need to heed to. And certainly this sometimes Heyoung just goes veering off the course, but sometimes I do think that having a job, having a workplace to go to every day, it's a really good thing, because these daily routines, it eliminates these mental decisions about what am I going to do next? And that's actually comforting. And just me thinking about in ancient China, when women had to stay at home and serve the husband, that was the only thing they did. That would drive people nuts, I would think. It's so good that you can work. But I think now as society gets older and we know that pension and Medicare funds are not particularly ample, so there is this issue that I think folks sometimes feel that we need to also try to support ourselves financially, maybe a bit more, that sense of that. So maybe it means that we need to make better plans, or when you're younger, think about more investment plans that you can get onto, so you don't necessarily have to work every day or most days of the week when you're older.